I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 7:06 and it's Thursday.
It's weird.
Good morning,
everyone. Even yesterday, Rebecca was like, how is this not Friday?
Yeah.
As we were leaving the podcast, mm-hmm. She's like, it's Wednesday, what?
Yeah.
We're just all, yeah, I know. Normally we should be getting out of here.
Well, they can't all be Fridays, Vin.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
Let's pretend today's Friday.
Oh, okay. Let's pretend.
Done.
I'm totally done with it.
Well, then we missed the Van Halen song to start the show.
You guys going to do the montage?
Why not? We're just pretending that it's Friday. I don't want to get people all screwed up in their cars.
I know, huh?
But we'll pretend, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I got a bed so bad. I'm hot for teacher. All right.
So rad that he saw your boobs.
Oh, for God's sake. I'll tell you something. He doesn't remember.
Oh, he remembers.
No.
I guarantee
no,
you.
No, he doesn't. Dude is wasted.
I'm sure there are times when he thinks back lovingly about those puppies.
I 100%. You know what's really funny about that night to me is that.
The night Eddie Van Halen saw your boobs?
This was, yes, 1986, the Worcester Centrum. My band was playing at a club in Worcester. We had like a four-night gig there.
Oh.
And Sir Morgan's Cove.
We played
there. Yes, we played there a lot. The manager of Van Halen came in, or some person associated with the tour. And he loved the band. He was like, here's some tickets and backstage passes. Come to the show tomorrow night. And we're like, all right, we'll go. So we go to the show, and I bring my friend Michelle. She was my roommate at the time.
You guys still friends?
No. Oh, no.
You screwed that one up, huh?
No.
Oh.
But that was one I didn't screw up. That chick just used me and cast me to the side. If I really counted all the money that she owed me, it would have been, like, ridiculous. Anyway, that's not the story. So me and Michelle's super hot. Blonde chick. Like, you know, wicked hot body and great looking. So we go backstage, and we go into the bathroom, and like a big bath, and they had like a lounge out in front in the backstage mm-hmm. area. And Sammy Hagar comes walking in, and he's got his long, curly blonde hair, and he's going to get interviewed by some dude. And the dude sits him down on the couch, and I guess that was when we walked in, and he's all, hey, girls.
Oh,
and,
you two.
We go over, we talk and everything, and I'm like touching his hair. I'm like, oh, you should let me cut your hair. And, you know, because I thought I was a hair cutter or something. I don't know what I thought. And then we go in and we use the bathroom and we leave. And who would have ever thought that 30 years later that I would know him and you know, be his neighbor and
mm-hmm.
our kids would go to school together? It's just bizarre. That's really the one thing.
I mean, he remembers that?
Oh, God, no. Oh, I'm sure. And I would never bring that up to him either.
Why not?
Why not?
Because I just feel like it's super inappropriate.
Like, remember that time 30 years ago I wanted to cut your hair?
No.
Remember this?
Believe me, he would not remember it.
Yeah.
I'm sure every town he went to, there was some bimbo groupie, you know.
Yeah.
Saying they'd do stuff with him.
Or doing stuff with him.
Right. Exactly. Well, I was, you know.
Talk is cheap, girls. Listen.
My girlfriend was ready to get in the limo with Michael Anthony. I was pulling her like, we're not getting in anybody's limo. We're leaving.
Back to the story. The point of the story is Eddie Van Halen thinks lovingly about your boobs.
Believe me.
He has zero recollection of it.
Take off your shirt.
As momentous an event as that was in my life, Vinny, that dude has never thought about it.
You don't have to be so selfish right now.
You're right. Let me give you this as well.
Thank you.
Eddie Van Halen doesn't remember my boobs.
Right.
Yes, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't forget the...
I'm not. I'm about to...
Okay.
I'm going to start with this. This is awesome. This is my favorite story I've seen today. And there are some good stories today, but this one I love.
My favorite story today.
All right. On so many levels. And mostly because I think you'll appreciate this. So Tommy Lee, we've all seen his junk in the Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee sex tape.
So we're going to go right to Tommy Lee's wiener.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And guess who else has seen it? The future Mrs. Lee. She'll be the fourth Mrs. Lee. Her name is Brittany Furlan. And she is an internet like a social media. I guess she got famous on Vine. Is that the 6-second video thing? That's not even around anymore, is it? So she got famous on that. And I guess she has a lot of Instagram followers. She's beautiful. She's 31. He's only 55, which is surprising when you look at this. When you look at this picture, she'll be his fourth wife. He was previously married to someone named Elaine Bergen. I don't know who that is. Heather Locklear and Pam Anderson. Yeah. And now she says
Elaine Bergen. Bergman?
Bergen. E-R-G-E-N. Bergen? Bergen?
The Bergens are the bad guys in Trolls.
Oh. Well, she's...
All right.
So I thought to myself immediately when I saw this picture, number one, she looks like she's kissing Alice Cooper's grandfather. And number two, he's going to get to split his fortune a fourth time. This is perfect. I know how you love these stories. She wrote on Instagram. Oh, sorry, he wrote... Well, this certainly beats chocolate sailor to the future, Mrs. Lee. Hashtag engaged. And she tweeted yesterday, best day of my life. I can't wait to get to spend forever with my best friend. Hashtag engaged. He got her this gigantic heart-shaped diamond.
A heart-shaped diamond is so cheeseball. Come on.
And here, well, it's very rock star. And here
it's
is
not.
The picture of the two of them, the happy couple.
Oh, he looks awful.
Yeah, he's just a couple years older than us. It's just a bad picture. I'm thinking it's a great picture of her, so she posted it, and she didn't really look at him to see how Alice Cooper
the worst picture
on
I've
a
ever
bad
seen
day.
Him
it's
take.
A ter- I know. I actually think Tommy Lee's super hot.
He was a handsome kid, for sure. Him and Nikki were the
good-looking ones.
Right.
Yeah. It's poor
Mick
Mars.
He looks like he's had some work done, though. Like possibly some fillers.
Oh.
Maybe Botox and fillers.
In this picture.
He didn't work on that neck at all, that's for sure.
Yeah. The neck is the problem in this picture.
Yeah. Every time you see, you can really test someone's age by their neck.
Yeah.
Or like even their elbows.
The hands will give you
away. The hands, right.
Yeah. They do hand lifts, apparently.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah. But Tommy Lee is. Are you lifting your hand right now, Steve?
I think
it would look slightly better if the skin was tighter.
My hands get a ton of sun because the wetsuit doesn't cover them.
Mm-hmm.
So
let me see them. Let me see how old they look. They don't look bad. I don't think your hands look like old guy's hands.
But
any age spots yet, Ben?
I got all kinds of
look
little
at
age
the
spots.
Tan line though.
Oh, it does get significantly paler.
Let me see.
You've covered it with that giant panther that's wrapped around your arm there.
Yeah, tattoos covering it, but you can see there's white, tan, anyway, whatever.
Well, Tommy Lee's worth $70
million. Oh, well, he'll be worth $35
million
after
that. That last tour did them nicely.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure that was specifically for their retirement.
I've got another wedding to get to. Let's go ahead and fill my bank account up so I've got something to give this chick.
Thought you meant you had another wedding story. I'm
no.
Another one.
No. Just
He's
they've been dating since around June of last year.
Christ.
So and she's loving what Tommy Lee's got going on. Mm-hmm. The weapon he's packing.
You know
we've
what?
All seen it. That thing's a monster.
Yep.
Whenever I grind on these stories you hear where someone is about to get had
again.
For half. Mm-hmm. I do think though that if he's doing this. He met her in June or whatever, and they're already... Maybe the judge has to throw it at him. Like, dude.
Again.
You don't even protect yourself. You just run right down the aisle.
For the fourth time.
Yeah,
when are you going to learn?
Clearly you're not.
Right. Had somebody else got a divorce. I don't see it here. I know how you love divorce stories. Oof. Oof.
I'm trying to remember who it was after 20 years.
I know. Don't you feel like we just saw it?
Uh-huh.
She's going to get everything. Whoever it was is how it works.
20 years, long time.
Was it Thomas Gibson?
His divorce was finalized, yes. Maybe
that's
it after 20
years. Was it Steve
maybe.
Harvey?
Steve Harvey, that case was thrown out, the ex-wife.
Oh, right. That is what I was talking about. It was this chick. Remember she was saying that he tortured her mentally and that she was, like, her mind was blown up after.
What? I remember that.
Yeah, she had all these allegations against him that he'd, you know.
This is his ex-wife.
His ex-wife. She'd gone back in for more. She wanted more money.
Is he currently married?
Steve Harvey?
Yeah.
No. I don't believe so.
Oh, I have it right
Let me
here.
Check.
His second ex-wife sued him last year for crushing her soul. That was the the phrase. They divorced in 05. She said she was still miserable about losing her son and her business. She's suicidal sometimes, self-medicates to deal with the pain from their bitter breakup. She sued him for $60 million for child endangerment, torture, conspiracy against rights, kidnapping, and murder of her soul.
What is this about the son, though? How'd she lose her son?
I guess the son was like, oh, mom's crazy. Can I come live with you?
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Her name again?
They do not list her name here. She filed in L.A., though, and they got divorced in Texas, and the judge went, I'm not even going to hear this. Get out.
It looks like Steve is married to a woman named Marjorie Elaine Harvey.
But then that says from 2007.
On.
Yeah, so today. But who's...
This lady divorced him, or they got divorced in 05.
Mary
and
Lee.
She's coming back.
Lee. Oh, because yeah. I actually, of all the things, I see that Steve Harvey's on the TV all the time, but I don't always watch his show. But I have caught a segment where he was talking about his wife.
Oh.
And he was saying on his show, he said, look, I am married, and I told my wife when we got together, I don't cook. I don't clean, I don't iron, and he just goes on a list of, he's like, so I go out and earn money, and I don't do any of those things, none of them.
Wow.
And that's the guy's deal.
Yeah,
and
he's rich enough to provide her with servants who
I
can
guess.
Do that for
I
her,
just
I
just thought,
guess.
Wow, that is incredible, because his, you know, there's, clearly he has an audience of people who are, I guess housewives.
I guess
it's midday talk show, right?
It flies
talk
when
show
you're when
and
you're...
the Family Feud. He's got
he's got all kinds
some
of
clothing
and a production
line stuff
thing too, right? Doesn't he?
I think so.
He's probably one of the few guys on earth that can get away with saying that stuff, because I think that in a household where both people have to work, and you know, you can't come into the thing saying I go and get my paycheck and you can go and get yours, but you're doing all the other stuff. Like there, that really just never flies in
that's,
any
I'm telling
other
you
scenario.
I'm listening to it going like jaw open, you know, wow. I mean, it's true.
Sure.
It's if that's true and that's his reality, I guess he's being honest, but it didn't come off.
I'm sure in their mansion they have staff quarters. They have live-in people. Steve dropped a sweater on the floor. Can you come and get that?
Trust me. I tried to put those words, run those through my filter, and they didn't seem to come off my tongue.
You'd love to say them. I mean, who wouldn't love to say that? Oh, by the way, I don't do any housework. That'll be on you, and I'm going to need you to have a smile on your face while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Naked.
Oh, my God. Where is the time going today?
You got a ton of time.
We're having so much fun. Kanye West. He deleted all his social media months ago.
Smart.
And yesterday, he came back.
Oh.
And he didn't just come back with one thing. So he, and I think that he actually, because I started following him this morning on Instagram just so I could see all these pictures. And he's only got 5.7 million followers. Like, that seems ridiculously low. Like, maybe when he deleted his account, 5 million people had to know that he was back on and signed back up. He only follows one person. It's Kim. So, I believe. He posted yesterday. It was really just sort of a love letter to Kim. He changed his...
On Valentine's Day,
exactly. So he basically, he wrote, Happy Valentine's Day, babe, took a picture of that and made that his profile picture. And then he started posting up for over the course of the next 9 hours. He just kept putting up picture after picture after picture of like the classic celebrity, even people like Madonna with... Dennis Rodman, Madonna with Basquiat, Madonna with Sean Penn, but 100 different things. He put up one of Marilyn Manson and Rose McGowan back in the day, and Rose is wearing no clothes. They're on the red carpet somewhere. She's got like a fishnet dress on. I guess pasties maybe covering her boobs because you can see everything else.
I remember that.
Pair of little tiny underpants.
He's got Sarah Jessica Parker with Mr. Big.
And with her, what's her husband? Cusack? Who's her husband?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.?
No. Broderick.
Matthew Broderick.
He's wearing a leopard print suit and she is wearing a see-through dress.
Right.
Just
on
awesome.
Some red carpet somewhere. Also, my favorite one of all the ones that he posted a million of them. But he posted a picture of Courtney Love with little Frances Bean on her hip. And Kurt Cobain standing with his like zippers unbuttoned, and he just looks like he actually has like a I'm in pain look on his face, and he's holding a baby bottle. Like, it's just
that
so...
That was like the MTV Awards or
it
something.
It was something, you know, I might have even been like the Oscars. She has that white dress.
Who's Jeff Koons in Alona Staller?
I do not know.
Oh, he
there are a bunch of people that maybe he knows from the business that he. There were a few people that I didn't recognize.
He posted
at all.
Claudia Schiffer and David Copperfield.
Yeah, he.
Are
I
they
mean,
still together?
No.
Oh.
He posted pictures of everyone, like Jennifer Aniston with Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie with Brad Pitt. I couldn't get to the bottom of it.
Why is he posting these pictures?
Happy. Oh, and then he posted a bunch of pictures of him and Kim. And put Kim Ye under him. Uh-huh. That kind of thing.
Oh, he's got Brooke Shields and Michael Jackson.
Oh, and Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson. I mean, he honestly went through Google Images and just pulled every image and put it on his Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking
thing.
At the Courtney Love one.
Isn't that a good picture? I love that picture.
Well, Kurt Cobain doesn't look happy.
No. But it's so funny to see a rock star with a baby bottle in his hand. And he's got like the sun. He just looks like Kurt Cobain the whole time. But he looks like... Oh, my stomach hurts, I have a baby bottle.
Did you see Britney and Kevin Federline?
I did. That's another good one. And then there's Kim and Kanye looking in different directions, licking they're each licking an ice cream cone. I mean, that's love right there. Mm-hmm. So my assumption is that he's just going to cancel this account again later, but he spent all day yesterday finding and posting pictures of love.
My guess is he deactivates it and doesn't actually delete it entirely.
Although, doesn't 5.7 million people seem low for him?
Not if he never posts.
You think people just dropped off of it?
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know what he does, but I was surprised by that number. He also settled... I'm not sure if it's settled, but he scored a victory. Oh, he did settle. The massive lawsuit against Lloyds of London. Remember when he went bananas 2 years ago or whatever?
Yeah, it was in Sacramento, right up the street.
So he cancels the rest of his tour.
I believe so.
And Lloyds of London was the insurance company, and they were supposed to pay out the losses, pay the tour people,
the
everybody who'd missed out on everything, and pay him whatever he was supposed to make. Millions and millions of dollars. And... it looks like they've finally folded under massive pressure, and they've agreed to pay most of what Kanye was due under the policy. Kanye's touring company had sued for $10 million after they refused to pay because they acknowledged they said that the breakdown was triggered by Kanye's alleged drug use. They were dragging their feet, saying marijuana triggered your mental breakdown, and I guess they couldn't find any medical evidence to support that. TMZ reported the breakdown was triggered by a mental condition, had nothing to do with drugs. That's just what TMZ is saying. In the end, they decided that going to court was too risky, and because it could have been a huge punitive damage award. So I don't know what the settlement's for, but they've settled. So that's actually wonderful for Kanye. You know, now he can move on with his life. Leather jogging pants. And on Tuesday. Speaking of Frances Bean Cobain, who's a baby in the picture that I don't know if you saw that or if you should follow him just for today and look at all the Kanye posts. It's pretty funny. Anyway, yesterday I got the news that Courtney Love's and Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean, revealed that she was celebrating her second year of sobriety.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm. So, she posted it on Tuesday, but I saw it yesterday.
Oh, that's the day I celebrate. That's my sobriety day.
You're kidding me.
I told you that on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Got
14
it.
Years.
That feels like days
14
and
years.
Days ago.
14 years.
14 years. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, 2 years for Frances Bean Cobain, and she was basically, she went on and on about, look, I've been doing this privately, and I'm really not sure why I'm opening myself up to all your comments and thoughts, but, you know, I'm in Hawaii with my boyfriend, and we're celebrating, and I don't know what's going on with that divorce of hers, where the guy has Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, it hasn't been settled yet.
But anyway, congratulations to her because that is not an easy thing to do. And she's celebrating the milestone in Hawaii.
Oh, good for her. Well, her life has to be.
Oh, yeah. She has Kurt Cobain money.
Yep.
Right.
What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
So much stuff, including that story about how to get better sleep, fake butt cheeks, and more after these.
Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Camila Cabello. She is going to be, actually, we have tickets for her show, the Never Be the Same Tour at the Fox Theater in Oakland on April 13th and 8:30.
I have a text for you.
Okay.
510 says, quick Spanish alphabet note. A single L is just an L, like Lisa.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying
Larry,
Camila Cabello.
Or love. A double L is a Y sound. It's actually a letter in Spanish, like tortilla is tortilla, except for Vinny, who has his own pronunciation system.
Tortilla.
So Camila is Camila, single L, and her last name is Cabello as yo.
And what are we saying?
Hugs all around.
Well, I've been going back and forth because yesterday Yuzi was telling me, I think maybe you thought it was two L's because you said Camila Cabello.
No, that's the way she says it.
She says Camila?
Uh-huh.
Is Camila. It spelled?
She says Camila. Camila.
Yeah, Camila. Camila Cabello.
Right.
Okay. I think we got it.
It's
thank
all
you
right.
To
hey,
the
listen,
texter.
Everyone, we're going to mispronounce that one.
Yeah. You know.
You know who we're talking about.
Camila Cabello. Cici.
Yeah, we'll call her Cici.
Camila Cabello.
You got it. You're fine. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Thank God. I need to be doing great today. My brother could be here any minute.
Oh, that's right.
God.
I got to tell
did you make
security.
The hole in the box so he could read
no,
the
we're not doing that.
No.
Listen, I want to tell you what happened in the studio a minute ago. It was eye-opening. This part of the show is brought to you by your San Francisco Giants. So I'm sitting in the other room with Yuzi and Hooman, and we have, is her name Merlena?
Yeah, well, we have
Melena.
Interns now.
Merlena.
Yeah.
She is in there, and Hooman's going to teach her how to, like, screen the phones or whatever. It's mm-hmm. like a, you know, super hard job. And so we have, like, an old school phone. You know, the one with the two, like, if you're old enough to know, it has a place, a handle, and then there's a little knob where you listen and a knob where you talk. So he holds up the thing, and he goes, have you ever seen one of these before? And she goes, yeah, my grandmother has one. And then he goes, have you ever seen anybody hold it? So he puts it in his ear and then he lifts his shoulder up and he goes, this is, have you ever held one like this before? She goes, yeah, I think I can do that. And then he's like, okay, do you see how my shoulder is holding the phone up here? And do you see how my arm is like in the shape of an L so I can still use this hand like to write with, but the shoulder's holding it in place?
I had to demonstrate because we're a little bit behind technology wise in the studio. I don't know how you guys are over there.
Oh, no.
Oh, you guys got one. You guys got one too.
I also have the old school telephone.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's like a switchboard over here.
Her grandmother does have one, but
she's familiar. Don't worry, her grandma has one.
She knows what the but she's never done the shoulder ear technique.
So we had her sketch a little picture of what it looks like so she can remember.
Because if you have to hold it and type at the same time,
yes.
there's a form.
Your hand free. Yeah. Right. Thank goodness you're there to teach the kids all the ins and outs of the old school telephone system.
We take that for granted, but come on.
Right. What kids ever touched a phone like that?
Right.
I know they are probably in museums.
There actually is a telephone museum somewhere.
Oh, really? There is?
Yeah.
Oh, let me look that up.
I wonder if they have that little... I don't even know, like a little Motorola phone that Lewis had when we first moved here. It was the tiniest phone I ever saw. I was like, oh my God, that is amazing. Like it's the tiniest little thing. You could just pop it in the little key holder pocket in your jeans, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, I think it's in Roseville.
Oh, goodness, out past Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to stop by there on my next wait time I go out to Tahoe. All right. Hey, Giants fans, all tickets to single game special events and mini packs are on sale now at sfgiants.com, celebrating 60 years of Giants baseball. It doesn't get more SF.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the all-new RadioAlice.com. Our new station's website is active. It's live, as they like to say, so please give it a look.
All right.
RadioAlice.com.
It looks great.
It does. Nice and clean. Agreed. Good job, IT department.
Spectacular. Worth the wait.
What a difference.
Yeah. Here's what's happening. Are you familiar with Christina Garcia?
I don't think so.
Okay. They call her Assemblywoman Christina Garcia. She is a California leader of the hashtag MeToo movement and is now facing allegations of sexual misconduct in her office.
Really?
Yeah. They say this is just days after she took a leave of absence amid an investigation into claims she groped a former staffer.
Oh.
A complaint filed Wednesday by four anonymous former staffers allege excessive drinking and sex talk in her office, and also other allegations of sexual misconduct.
Wow.
Garcia says she's treated her staff respectfully and fairly, and I only report this because it is, again, that this stuff gets reported, and now it's out there. And whether or not that actually happened or this was someone saying, oh, yeah, we'll teach her.
Yeah.
You want to be behind that movement? Then we'll just throw some stuff at you.
You know, and the thing that's crazy about some of this stuff, like people come forward with a totally different idea about what happened than the other person that's involved. Yuzi and I had this conversation right when all this Harvey Weinstein and everyone was coming out. We're like, God, you know, like we've gotten drunk as a staff many times together. You know, certainly in this show, you know, there's always sexual innuendo. I think if somebody was to complain, I would hope that we would say, oh, that person's not comfortable with that and back off from it. But it is, you know, when you're with a group of familiar people, to the point where you would actually have an office party and people would be drinking, apparently that can't happen anymore, because all it takes is one person to misinterpret or correctly interpret, I don't know what this woman's up to, your behavior, and that's it. Your career's over and you're ruined.
Well, I know
it's
that
scary.
We're going to have to take these types of things way more seriously, for sure. I remember when I first got into radio, this kid who actually had been in radio and knew it and loved it and wanted to, and I was just doing surf reports. I didn't even know
what
that you
Park
could make
the guy
a career of this, the afternoons.
Okay.
And he was talking about how you cannot bring home listeners and you cannot, they could just accuse you of something. And I was like, dude, calm down. You are a DJ. What are you even talking about? But he already got it way back when, which was if someone accuses him of something, he might lose his gig.
His everything.
And his gig was the most important thing in the world to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, but I mean, you can't go out with a girl because she... The give and take there is everyone knows you from your show, so who are you going to meet that doesn't? And then how are you going to... Anyway.
But he had his finger on the pulse 30 years
early. The trip was is that he was already saying to me way back then, you got to be careful who you date and who you bring back to your house. You can't even do that. And I was like, Jesus. But it was already this, well, all they got to do is say.
It's true.
And there
it's
you
always
are.
Kind of been that way. When someone makes an accusation of that nature, that's dirt. It could be 100% untrue. But even when you start to defend against it, you look guilty. God knows if you don't defend against it, you look guilty. And then it doesn't matter. It's a smear on you. Somebody accuses you. And people say this happens in like custody cases and stuff all the time. Anytime you want something from someone else, all you have to do is go, oh, he did this, he did that. The kids, you know, any kind of allegation like that, it just smears them. That's it.
That's not to say that these aren't important cases, many of them, but I think the way we're seeing it come out in social media and it's immediately picked up in the news, and here's a lady, the California leader of the hashtag MeToo movement, is now facing allegations of her own of sexual misconduct in her office. She's had to take a leave of absence amid the investigation. And former staffers are saying that she groped one of them and there was excessive drinking and sex talk in her office. She's denying it all. But now she's part of the movement herself. Yep. How about a fast fact?
I'd love a fast fact, Vinny.
Times Square was originally called Longacre Square.
Longacre.
It was renamed in April of 1904 when the New York Times moved into the headquarters there.
Oh.
Times Square, very named after New York Times.
That's amazing.
James Smithson, the man who donated the money to the U.S. to start the Smithsonian, was British, and he never even came to America. No one knows why he decided to give the money to this country, but he gave a fortune here.
How much did he give?
I don't have it.
I mean, the Smithsonian is
what's the guy's
the
name?
Museum.
James Smithson.
I'll look it up. Don't look it up, Brent. Don't look it up.
He's not.
I'm not.
Jada Pinkett Smith met Will Smith when she was auditioning to play his girlfriend on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, did she get the part?
No, because she's only 5 feet tall.
Oh, funny. She got the part in real life, though.
Yeah, she did.
That's one of the pictures Kanye put up on his Valentine's Day tribute. The two of them.
When margarine was first created, it was illegal to make it the same color as butter, so they dyed it yellow.
Oh.
Eventually,
it is a darker yellow. Why is it illegal?
Hold on.
Yes.
Eventually, margarine became more popular than butter. Ugh. So that's when butter manufacturers started adding yellow to their product.
That is so funny. Because sometimes butter is completely white.
Well, because it is white. Kind of why would it be yellow? They add color to it.
It's
made from milk. Same with cheese.
Yeah, they have to add color to it.
Well, cream can have that. Like, it's an off-white, you know what I mean?
Sure.
But not yellow.
Right.
Yellow is actually, looks like an unhealthy flavor.
Well, yeah. A cheddar cheese, as delicious as it is.
Yeah, they dye it orange.
So you know that's what it is. Miracle on 34th Street was released in June of 1947.
Oh.
Even though it's a Christmas movie, the head of the studio believed more people go to the movies in summer.
And it's a great movie.
He's right about
that. Out there.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. The summer blockbusters.
Whew.
4th of July is the...
That's the big one.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Next time you think you're too tired to have sex, here's something to keep in mind.
All right.
You'll be even less tired if you do it.
It'll wake you up?
It'll wake you up to do it.
Oh.
You'll be more tired if you do it?
According to a new survey.
I usually feel like right after I'm just like, oh, just leave me here. I could just melt.
That's what they're getting at. Maybe I read that wrong. According to a new survey of people who actually sleep well, the biggest key is having some sex.
Yeah.
Sexual relations will help you sleep better.
And then you get right to sleep.
Right. 68% of people in the survey say that sex helps them sleep better.
Oh, it's great.
About a third say they like to read before they go to sleep.
You know, I do like to read before I go to sleep, but sometimes I find that I'm so into a book that it'll keep me up much later than I want to be. Like, I can't put it down. I want to keep going.
It's almost better to just read, like, random music news or something that you don't care about.
Yeah, I guess. I don't like to have the screen, though, you know? I feel like that keeps me awake. Yeah, a little sex before bedtime.
The National Sleep Foundation agrees that sex is a great way to fall asleep, since you release a hormone called prolactin, which makes you tired. So,
oh, goodness.
Hey, real quickly, this All Smithsonian right. guy's life is so complex, and there's so much stealing, and there's so much premature death, and ultimately he gave $50 million if you were to...
In what year? Jesus, that's a ton
of
money.
It's
$1 billion
No, if you
do... What's that, the 1900s?
If you calculate inflation and everything.
Oh, it's $50 million if you calculate.
Yeah, so it was his entire fortune, but... Oh. The circumstances around it are complicated, and it seems like there's a lot of covering up. Like, this is almost like a mystery novel, this guy's life.
Oh,
sweet.
So
that's a biography.
This is William Smithsonian. What's his name?
James Smithson.
Yes, it's that guy.
Right. Can you just look him up?
I did, but I'm reading so many things about Smithsonian, and then Smithson is right next to it. I just kind of got confused.
I see.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Fire!
Fire.
I am a shameful Beavis and Butthead lover. That was pretty genius.
Beavis and Butthead or the globe that was lit on fire?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, Beavis and Butthead was just like... I mean, back in the olden days, you get stoned and watch Beavis and Butthead. I was like, oh, life is perfect.
Now we know why John has heart racing issues. He's going on blind dates.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, poor John dear. And his heart racing. I got to stop setting him up with new chicks.
408 says, especially since her question was, how do I not be a cougar? I wanted to shout out, date close to your own age.
Yeah.
Then you're not a cougar.
Oh, we're talking about the girl who stood up and told her life story yesterday.
Or just be a cougar. Who the hell cares?
I got a little scared right when she started because she was so, she was like obviously super comfortable with public speaking, and she took the mic away from
our Hoopra.
She was standing in a jaunty pose.
She handled it.
I went, how do we break into this without just being rude? Okay, enough out of you.
She was fine. It was a fine story. She's a nice lady. She went through a really tough time and needed to get it off her chest.
Yep. No, she was, I mean, super. That's the thing. You don't want to be rude to someone who's nice.
Who's kidnapping you? Right. I mean, there you are. Kidnapped.
Listen, you seem like a nice kidnapper, but I have things to do later today.
As you're being tied to the chair. It's fine.
Yeah, just can you? That's hurting my right. Thank you. Loosen it up a little.
I can do a couple more. In my opinion, gossip can be about true or false topics. Gossip is the act of conversation about topics that maybe shouldn't be discussed. Just my opinion, and I'm a female.
And they're saying him using the word gossip isn't
the worst thing in the world.
We're talking about Shaun White. He said, I don't want to address the gossip, and this was regarding sexual misconduct allegations.
Well, he settled the case.
Right, he did settle it. And the woman he settled with, took umbrage at his use of the word gossip as though trivializing what she had gone through.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a bunch more, but I'll read some more later.
All right, I'm going to start with Stormy Daniels, people. She's been freed. Stormy freed.
Oh.
Also, you can buy a co-writing credit on a Prince song and Metallica after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.